Hello, thank you for calling customer service. This is Ebony returning your phone call. May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
45231.
45231. Thank you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Francis Hambrick.
Thank you. Allow me one moment to pull up your account, please. And can I get you to verify your shipping address, please?
1636 Hoodipo Lane.
Thank you for that. And I do see that you have our Biotech Solutions Testo XL. How can I help you today?
Okay, what is that?
Okay, so these are male enhancement supplements.
No, I did not. How much were they?
Okay, so looks like there's $89.65.
I did not. I canceled that over the internet.
Okay. Allow me a moment. Let me take a look into your account.
Okay, then. Because they just called me at the bank to see was that fraud. And I didn't even know whether it was fraud or not. I told them I had to call them back.
Okay, so Ms. Hambrick, no, ma'am, it's not a fraud charge. It's from when the purchase was made back on the 15th of April. That was when the 14-day trial started. And if you didn't want to continue or if you wanted to cancel, you would have had to call us to cancel
it.
No,
they didn't say nothing about that when I made that order. When they said it was free, all they had to pay was shipping and handling. That's all they said.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember signing or checking a box that says I agreed to be 18 years of age or older and the terms and conditions?
I don't know, but I'm finna call the bank and put a fraudulent charge on it. I can send that shit back to y'all. That's some bullshit. That's not, I'm not paying no $89 for no damn shit that I can get, my husband can get from his doctor. That's crazy.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I understand.
They said that stuff was free, and then all of a sudden they want to charge you $89 and some. I'm finna call the bank so they can reverse that charge.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Now, if you call the bank, that's fine, but they're going to call us, and we're going to have to provide them with the terms and conditions. Now, what I can do is I can get you a 35% refund on your purchases.
What you mean a $35 refund on my purchases? That said the stuff was free. The only thing I had to pay for shipping and handling. When you read the whole thing, that's what it said. The only thing you're paying for is shipping and handling. It don't say nothing about no $89 or nothing.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It is in the trial. It does say that if you don't cancel the trial, you'll have to pay the full amount for the bottles and then on out.
I just made the thing, and I did not read the trial part of it.
Okay, so yes, ma'am.
I'm not paying no $89, $90. Are y'all crazy?
No, ma'am, but what I can do for you is I can get you a 50% refund on this purchase.
Well, you need to do something before I call Better Business Bureau, because this is some stuff when they get online and tell you some free stuff and then turn around and charge you $89.90. That's crazy as I don't know. Well, who does that? I'm paying $40 for something. I'm not even using it. Why can't I just send it back to y'all and get my money back?
Yes, ma'am. So
it has not been open.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So with this product, we only ship out. The warehouse doesn't take back products. So once we ship it to you, it is yours to keep. However, I can get you a 75% refund on your purchase. So if you give me a moment.
Okay, just don't do that. Just don't do the 75% before I even get even hotter. This is crazy.
Okay, so allow me one moment.
This is really, I cannot believe this.
Okay, so I will be refunding you $67.23.
I appreciate it.
Yes,
ma'am. How long
would
it take for me to check my bank?
Yes, ma'am. So give it 3 to 5 business days. If you don't see it within 5 business days, contact your bank. I'm going to give you a confirmation number. But
hold on for a minute. Let me get a pen. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, take your time because I'm not quite ready for it yet.
Okay, hold on.
Miss Hambrick?
Okay,
Hello,
I'm
Miss
back.
Hambrick?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, so I do apologize, but I'm just looked at something and I noticed that your card, the payment actually declined. So we didn't pull anything from your account.
It couldn't have declined because the bank just called me and told me it was a charge of 80. How much was it? 89 what?
65.
That's exactly what came out of my account. They just got from saying that.
Okay, so I'm looking on my end, and it's showing that it declined. Because I was trying to process.
What was the last four digits of the card number?
Give me just a second. Okay. It is that Visa ending in 8415.
That's a Visa that's good, so it didn't decline. They just called me and asked me on my bank account. Because I got an alert on my thing and somebody took something out of my account without me knowing it, notified them. And they just notified me to let me know that amount came out of my account, 89.65. So there is no way that it declined.
Okay. So, ma'am, a lot of the times when banks call you, they'll call saying a deposit was, I'm sorry, something was withdrawn, but then they'll go and stop it. And so they'll decline it. They'll contact you, you know, seeing like if you know anything about it. And if you tell them no, or, you know, let them know that, hey, this was
no,
not my charge, they'll.
I didn't tell them no. I told them yes, because I did not know 89.65 was coming from you. I thought it was coming from Cincinnati Bill.
Okay, well, I'm showing that it did decline on our end. We don't have anything. The only thing that we've taken out from you was $6.59, $7.49. That was that shipping and handling charge. But it is declined on our end.
I don't see how it could be declined. That's what they just told me they took out.
Ma'am, I understand, but
they called me a few minutes ago.
Okay, I understand that, ma'am, but I'm telling you, it's declined over here. So the only thing that I could suggest is to call your bank and let them know that we have declined on our end and to see where exactly that charge could have come from if something did come out of your account.
Yeah, it was the 89.65, they see it. Okay, I'm a god, because 89.65, I wouldn't have approved it for no other place but I thought it was Cincinnati Bill, but Cincinnati Bill is not 89.65.
Okay. All right. So, yes, ma'am. Okay. So, yes, contact them and then just see exactly what happened there. See if they declined it. And then give us a call back if they're telling you that they did not.
Okay. Give me your number again, because that's the right count number, 8415. So, give me your phone number again.
Okay. So, 1 second. Okay, so you can call 855-492-9792. Also, the bank will provide you with a number as well.
Yeah, I know that's the number I called y'all with, the bank, the number that the bank gave me.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can help you with, though, Ms. Hambrick?
No. What's your name?
My name is Ebony.
Ebony, okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me
but,
call the bank and find out what happened.
Before I can let you go, 1 second. Let me get this canceled out, okay? And then we're going to get you that confirmation number.
Okay.
Almost done here. All right, so let me know when you're ready for that number.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
How long is that number? Because my pen is acting up.
It's not too long. It's C as in Charlie, 154.
154.
6113.
6113.
Yes, ma'am. You want to repeat it back?
Yes, C as in Charlie, 154, 6113.
Yes, ma'am. And that's your confirmation number, letting it be known that we have canceled this account.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.